Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Happy Friday to you. Let's see, we got Julio Diaz, who is the host of Let's Go Pensacola, 4 o'clock on Saturdays, and also the Pensacola Movie Club. Follow them on Facebook, watch movies, and talk about them in real life. Welcome back, Julio. Good to have you, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Y2K?
Why not 2K?
How long have you been working on that one?
literally like 2 seconds.
Well done. Good quip.
So this is written and directed by Kyle Mooney, who people know from SNL, of course. This is a disaster comedy, and I bet you'll never guess when it's set.
I think it might have been 24 years ago?
Yeah, well, just 25? About New Year's Eve of 1999. So, two high school juniors crash a party on the eve of Y2K. And, of course, if you lived through that, which I'm guessing most of the
audience did,
you remember that there was a whole lot of the world's going to end because all the computers are going to lose their minds and blah, 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 blah. And, of course, it didn't happen. But, yeah, this assumes that it was actually going to happen and has a little fun with that.
I would think, interesting premise for a movie now would be like the actual apocalyptic version of Y2K and then just for fun, play it out because it didn't happen. But this is more of a comedy take, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what it is, but from a comedy standpoint.
I gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
A little bit of fun, like I said, getting about 48% on Rotten Tomatoes. So not a lot of fun, a little bit of fun.
Not enough of us people who want to joke around about that. Fair enough. Werewolves?
Yeah, kind of excited about this one because it stars, among other people, somebody who's going to be at PensaCon in February. Blue Diamond Phillips is in the film, along with Frank Grillo and Katrina Loss. It's a pretty good cast. But this is a movie, in the world of this movie, a year ago there was a supermoon that turned 90 people into werewolves. And it's getting ready to happen again a year later. And so it's basically a big movie with werewolves.
Okay.
And with people like Frank Grillo and Katrina Law, they're kind of known for this kind of like action kind of,
action thriller horror kind of thing.
A little bit of a B movie, like a real fun concept. Okay reviews, running 53% on Rotten Tomatoes.
All right. Getaway, not to be confused with The Getaway, which actually I think is two different movies under the same name, but Getaway is what?
Yeah, this is Getaway. It works. The name works on two levels, as you'll understand in a moment. It's about a family headed up by Frost, great, great comedic actor. They are going away on vacation, and they go away to a remote Scandinavian island, and there's like whole like Wicker Man kind of vibe going on there, where there's like this like horror thing.
I am losing you on the phone a little bit, Julio. I'm so sorry. We'll keep trying, but we may have to cut this short if we keep going. But go ahead. They're going to an island, Wicker Man-esque, Scandinavian.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah. There's all kinds of the natives are going on through on these kinds of rituals while this family vacation, and they're trying to make the best of the vacation, but they're realizing there's more sinister going on. So comedy horror going on here.
Is this the one where they're staying in the cabin with the crazy family, or is that a different movie?
And that's not an unfamiliar concept. I think there's something like that going on in this, but I think there are other movies that have that kind of thing going on too.
Okay.
But pretty good reviews on this one, running around 75% on Rotten Tomatoes.
All right. Return?
This is a take on The Odyssey. A fine Odysseus washes up on the shore after 20 years. He comes back and, dealing with his wife is played by Josh and all the political machinations that are going on in ancient Greece. Again, high prestige factor in terms of the cast on this. Reviews are decent. Again, kind of the same range as Getaway, around 75.
Oh, that's pretty high. Okay. I mean, I'll take that. And Flow?
This is the best reviewed film of the week. It's got 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. This is a dialogueless animated film, a cat that has to escape from flooding and is like looking for sanctuary.
Hmm.
Apparently, very beautiful, although kind of there's some peak of the animation being a little like video game cutscene-y.
Okay.
But still very pretty to look at.
Okay. And then last, what are you going to watch next week?
Well, I'm trying to decide if I can subject myself to another Sony Spider-Man Villains in a World Without Spider-Man movie, because we've got Kraven the Hunter coming next week.
Okay.
So we'll see what else if we get some other.
Okay.
But that's the big release next week.
And hopefully we have a better phone connection next week, although I know that's not either of our faults. Julio Diaz, the host of Let's Go Pensacola on Saturdays here on News Radio, and also of the Pensacola Movie Club on Facebook. Julio, man, I always appreciate it. Thank you for the commentary, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
8:15 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Why would a turkey pardon be canceled? We'll tell you next in the Transgressors Memorial Service. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now, but if you're at the intersection of Olive and Davis, you're going to see some minor delays there. Also, Garland Point Bridge, they're doing construction on the bridge, so there'll be one lane closed, and then they'll open the other one and vice versa, but that's causing delays both in the north and southbound lanes. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for the Coca-Cola Company, due to the release of its annual Christmastime advertising. Now, of course, we object to celebrating Christmas in any of its forms, and we certainly can't condone Coca-Cola for doing so every year. Although, in fairness, we do like the way they commercialize it and detract from the focus on those absurd Christian ideas of Jesus as God incarnate and Savior. But still, generally speaking, we'd all be better off if we could just end the whole Christmas thing and spend our time and money on real holidays like winter solstice or Kwanzaa. But this year, Coca-Cola did something especially awful. They made their ad with artificial intelligence. First, this means they didn't employ any actors. And if we've learned anything from recent events, we need actors now, more than ever, to tell people what to believe about politics and to give solid life advice on late-night shows and tabloids. But it's worse than this. Not only didn't they employ any ordinary actors, they also violated the basic norms of CGI job protectionism ethics. Of course, it's common enough to generate the polar bear sequences using humans wearing those digital bodysuits, then having digital bear skin superimposed on their movements, but we've learned through sources that the body actors who portrayed the hefty bears were actually skinny. And now, the Plump Actors Guild, PAG, is in an uproar over this obviously fattest body appropriation. You can't hire scrawny actors to play body-positive jelly roll polar bears. It just isn't right. Taking jobs away from actors of surplusage just to, what, save a little money on catering? It's like having neurotypical Tom Hanks portray neurodivergent Forrest Gump or using standard-height Hugh Grant to play the alternately-heighted Oompa Loompa. Of course we're mad that you're making fun of little people, and then we're mad that you aren't even offering the job to little people to be made fun of. But I digress. The non-employment of real humans and plump polar bear portrayers isn't even the biggest problem. Do you realize how much energy is consumed by artificial intelligence server farms? Do you realize how much heat they produce and how much carbon is spewed into the atmosphere every time someone creates an AI video? It's enormous. So Coca-Cola isn't just killing careers, they're killing the planet. And even worse, they're using emaciated body actors to produce a strange and disturbingly unrealistic polar bear Christmas time ad that literally kills polar bears. Unacceptable. Be gone, Coca-Cola, ye purveyors of the unreal thing. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, Walmart. For announcing it would be rolling back its diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives in what is obviously a cave to the regressive forces of traditionalism in our white supremacy culture. Joining companies like Ford, Harley-Davidson, Lowe's, and Tractor Supply, the Walton family chain of superstores announced they would not renew their five-year commitment to a racial equity center set up after the George Floyd murder of 2020, they will no longer participate in the Gay Rights Index, and they will no longer give preferential treatment to minority and female-owned suppliers. They even said they won't be supporting highly sexualized gay pride parades anymore. I know. What is the world coming to when Walmart can't be counted on to sexualize children through parades that proselytize minors with the gospel of the holy acronym string? It's almost as if Walmart believes Republicans are people too, and their consumer base. However, there may be a silver lining here. One of the spokesthems for Walmart did mention that despite their atrocious move away from DEI use in job titles and official communications, they are starting to use the term belonging for initiatives that encourage the same basic ideals of DEI with just a different word. So now Walmart can become a more pro-belonging company, offering belonging-positive programs and partnering with belonging-allied agencies across society. According to the spokes-it, these shifts have been in the works for years and are really just becoming public now. Of course, we love the idea of creating a whole new set of terms that, by adopting them, we can show we are on the cutting edge of linguistic moral virtue and which we can use to see who else is keeping pace and judge accordingly. Although we lament the loss of DEI, we are eager to start verifying people as belonging-friendly and certifying organizations as belonging-sensitive. So put away your DEI posters and take up your belonging tambourines. Let the new speak begin again. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, our strongest praise for our dear friends and anti-meat freedom fighters at PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, for their annual denunciation of the horrendous presidential tradition of pardoning two ceremonial turkeys at Thanksgiving.
Born this past July at the Zimmerman Family Farm, raised by the... Yeah, I hear you. Peach wants to speak a little bit here.
Now, I know what you're thinking. Why would PETA oppose the non-murdering of two turkeys? Well, it's because pardoning the birds only serves to distract from and normalize the violence done against all other unlucky ducks, and it also makes those wicked carnivores in our midst feel better about the turkey genocide perpetuated every Thanksgiving because they giggle and chuckle at the lighthearted humor of this atrocious PR stunt.
Lives by the motto, no foul play, just Minnesota nice.
It turns the evil on its head like a stripped and mutilated carcass inverted and spread-eagled in the roasting pan and makes this foul act of birdicide almost feel like a moment of benevolence. As the wise, caring, and deeply emotive other in it, PETA, wrote to Dear Leader Biden, as a lame duck, you no longer need to heed the interests of factory farmers and instead have a joyous opportunity to spare Americans and turkeys this humiliating meat industry stunt that uses the White House as its public relations backdrop.
They stayed calm, they gobbled on, and still gobbling.
This year, PETA has amplified its gospel of love for all species by sending what they call the Hell on Wheels anti-meat message truck to D.C. with life-size pictures of birds in crates and playing recordings of the shrieks of turkeys being slaughtered to tell the turkey truth during the ceremonial pardoning. In addition to a 30-state marketing tour for what we hope will be a repentance-inducing revival, PETA is offering empathy kits for, quote, people who need a lesson in kindness. They also have free vegan starter kits and thanks vegan guides with tips for anyone ready to purify themselves from the moral sin of carnivorality and come into the light of moral malnourishment. We know Americans won't listen, but we really applaud the completely vain... The attempt, which will certainly be so vain... Well, you know what we mean. We celebrate things that are hopeless and don't work. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Refreshments this week are provided by It Almost Tastes Right, a meat-free vegan co-op practicing all the proper principles of modern eco-communism with PETA-certified dishes guaranteed to make your mouth stop watering. Some of their least popular items include Field Roast's hazelnut and cranberry plant-based roast, Gardein's plant-based turkey roast, and Tofurky's plant-based roast and wild rice stuffing, all products which are available in stores and online because cruelty and death have no place on holiday tables. It Almost Tastes Right. You can really taste the virtue.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
826 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. And by the way, that one, I barely had to make up anything. All those dishes from It Almost Tastes Right, those are actual things that PETA was promoting in its press release about how they're protesting the turkey pardon. Like, I didn't even make those up. You can't tell the difference between the satire and the real. It's so ridiculous what goes on in the world right now. So,
you're right.
You know, there you go. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. If you're heading toward the Garcon Point Bridge, either from Gulf Breeze or the other way, both north and southbound lanes are experiencing some delays due to construction. They're trying to redo one lane. They'll open one lane, close another, and just pack your patience with that one. I'd say about a seven-minute delay with that. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want a good realtor because that person is going to help you get through that process, get the right price in either direction, solve the problems that come up in the negotiations, get you through to closing if there's any hiccups or hurdles or weird late time demand. I mean, and it happens. Every deal is different. Every deal has its own little hiccups. And how do you learn to solve those things or to avoid those things? Experience. Which comes from doing it a lot, right? 175 homes that they sold last year at Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. Over 200 the past couple of years prior to that when the market was easy and super hot. It's down a little bit, but they're still doing really well. 3.5 weeks is pretty impressive. On track to do the same amount this year. And that experience not only helps you get to the end result, get the right price, but also helps you know what's normal as norms shift. And I keep saying it, but it's so true. The norms around home insurance and major elements of the home, like the roof and the water heater and the electric, the AC, those are things that you might have to replace in order to sell the house. And it seems crazy, but that's actually happening. But don't ask me, ask them. They'll know. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the manhunt for the suspect accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York is now into its third day. Police say they've received an avalanche of tips about the suspect, but they still have not found his real identity. Pete Hegseth says he will not be withdrawing his name from consideration for Secretary of Defense. He spent the week in the Capitol meeting with lawmakers as he addressed multiple misconduct allegations that have been made against him. U.S. wildlife officials, Andrew, say the world's oldest known wild bird has laid an egg. According to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, a 74-year-old Laison albatross named Wisdom laid an egg November 27th on Midway Atoll in the Pacific Ocean. Researchers say they expect that egg to hatch in about 2 months.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 829 News Radio 92.3. The governor has ordered flags be flown at half mast or half staff because of the terror attack that was 5 years ago this morning. This was the call that broke the news from then Commissioner Jeff Bergosh, who worked on the base, calling us right before 7 o'clock as everything was happening.
My employees that go in early that are already in, on site on the base in our annex have told me that they are on an active shooter drill. And that they're locking the building down. They just called me. I was wondering what was going on. I'm sitting in traffic like I've never seen, saw a couple cars go by, and then I got that call. And then there's been a tremendous amount of activity in the last 5 to 8 minutes. I mean, I'm talking about there's probably more than 25.
Horrible day for Pensacola and for the Navy 5 years ago this morning.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President-elect Trump says support for his defense secretary nominee is stronger than the fake news would have you believe. Pete Hegseth's dealing with reports of public intoxication, mistreating women, and mismanaging veterans' charities yesterday at the Capitol in between meetings with senators.
We're going to earn those votes. We're fighting all the way through the tape. We're grateful to have the president's support.
Trump posts Pete's a winner, and nothing can be done to change that. The November jobs report shows a bounce back from a month affected by strikes and hurricanes, with more jobs created than most economists expected.
227,000 jobs were created. The unemployment rate, 4.2%, is exactly in line with expectations on this. The average hourly earnings rose 13 cents, or 0.4%, year over year. It's a 4%.
Fox business correspondent Edward Lawrence, labor force participation last month, 62.5%. That's down a tenth of a point. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 36 degrees in Pensacola. Well, there's three offers on the table now for the OLF 8 property on Nine Mile Road. Beulah Ranch LLC submitted a $30 million offer. Beulah Town Center LLC with a $42.5 million offer. And Tri-W Associates offering to buy an option to purchase for $40 million. The three offers will be discussed next week when the Escambia Board of Commissioners have a Committee of the Whole workshop. Mayor D.C. Reeves gave Pensacola's State of the City address last night. He discussed the American Magic sailing team.
We're obviously very excited to have American Magic here, a 10-year lease that will start. We are shooting right now for a fall completion of Warehouse 10.
Reeves spoke for about an hour and a half. That address was held at the Sanger Theater. He also discussed affordable housing initiatives, the Palafox Street renovations, and record travel numbers at the Pensacola Airport. Well, red light cameras are being turned on at five intersections in Pensacola early next year. That's got some people wondering just what would happen if they let somebody borrow their car, then got a ticket in the mail.
Yeah, the two of them will have to appear in court together, and then the judge will make a decision. We'll dismiss. I would imagine he would dismiss the charge against the registered owner because the registered owner wasn't driving it, and he could place that charge onto the person that was.
PPD's Mike Woody says those cameras take pictures and video of infractions. That way they can review the violations, make sure the vehicle actually ran the light. He says officers are happy the cameras are being installed, not because they want citations issued, but because they want people to drive more safely around Pensacola. Now, the family of a teenager that died on an amusement park ride getting hundreds of millions of dollars, a jury in Orange County awarding $310 million to the parents of Tyree Sampson. The 14-year-old from Missouri died 2 years ago while on the free fall ride at Icon Park in Orlando. Sampson's parents sued the company that manufactured the ride. Sampson was allowed to get on even though he exceeded the weight limit. During the ride, Sampson slipped out from under the shoulder harness and fell 70 feet to the ground. Lawyer Ben Crump represented Sampson's parents. He said the jury's decision confirmed Tyree's death was the result of blatant negligence. SpaceX launched a Falcon 9 yesterday morning without a hitch. It was carrying digital audio satellites for SiriusXM.
Falcon 9 has successfully lifted off from Launch Complex 39A. You can
see Kennedy Space Center below the vehicle. And again, we are carrying SXM-9 to orbit today.
And once in orbit, that satellite will boost the programming signal for SiriusXM users. It was 5 years ago today.
So I can tell you right now, we do have a report of an active shooter. We've locked down the base while we're investigating the situation and get everything under control and make sure everything is safe.
Three U.S. Navy service members were killed in that shooting. Airman Muhammad Haitham, Ensign Joshua Caleb Watson, and Airman Apprentice Cameron Walters. The attack shook Pensacola to its core. Governor DeSantis signed a proclamation directing flags to be flown at half-staff at local and state buildings today. 8:35 at News Radio, and John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 are flowing very smoothly, not seeing any delays to hamper your way in. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Our Channel 3 forecast.
Very cold start to the day today with temperatures in the 30s. Highs this afternoon near 52 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping back into the 30s. For Saturday, partly cloudy skies with a high near 60 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 47 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, it is 36 degrees. And we've got sunny skies. And your money now this morning. Markets are up. The Dow's up 85 points at 44,851. S&P up 16 points at 6,091. NASDAQ up 63.5 points right now at 19,764. Taking a look at our 10-year bond rate, down slightly, 4.134%. Gold price is up $4.40 at $26.52.80. Silver price is up 4 cents, $31.58. And looking at that crypto market, Bitcoin just below that 100,000 mark now. It's up $233.07 right now at $99,094. Ethereum is up. Solana's up. No change in Dogecoin. That's at 43 cents right now. The monthly jobs report showing payrolls increased a little bit more than expected last month. The Labor Department reported 227,000 jobs were created compared to October's revised 36,000. The unemployment rate edged up just a little bit to 4.2% as expected. The Mega Millions jackpot sitting at $579 million ahead of the drawing tonight, just in time for the holidays. The cash option on that would work out to about $276 million. It's 8:37, our next news at 9 o'clock, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
The Supreme Court is hearing arguments over Tennessee's ban on sex change procedures for minors. This is the lawyer representing Tennessee and then Sonia Sotomayor.
And the question of how many minors have to have their bodies irreparably harmed for unproven benefits is one that is best left.
I'm sorry, counselor. Every medical treatment has a risk, even taking aspirin.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
I said a hip, hop, the hip, hip, hop, you don't stop. Rap,
I will definitely call you back later then.
Come on, wrap it up.
Big circle.
Okay, you know what? Wrap up the circle thing. Come on.
Mr. Parker, wrap it up, please.
Okay.
Okay, everybody, that's a wrap.
That's a wrap. That means it's time to talk to a couple of friends about whatever we wind up talking about. I used to say it was always the news of the week, and it kind of is, but you know, sometimes things go off the rails in a very good way, so we'll see what happens. Today, I have Studio 850 founder and operator, an extraordinarily important news resource for the Pensacola area, John Singley, former military guy. You were a public information in the Navy?
Pretty much my whole career.
Information, okay. And I get annoyed when you publish a story before I had a chance to publish it, or when you publish a story I didn't have yet, but I appreciate it. Because it's great. Like, the OLF-8 story. Because I hadn't even had time to read the three offers yet, and I saw you publish it yesterday, and I'm like, cool.
Sounds like I have to switch my news source.
Now I go second. John Singley does stuff that nobody else is doing. He catches stories that nobody else catches, and it's just... it's a great resource. I mean, it really is a great resource online. I love to death what you do. So welcome back, John. Craig Heinzman, who does some stuff for the church.
Bit here or there.
He's the community outreach pastor for Marcus Point Baptist Church. Craig, good to have you back.
Thank you, guys.
Can we just, because I'll forget, You said something to me right before we came on the air today, John. You were talking about the chamber military luncheon
that
had two colonels and a retired lieutenant colonel, Air Force, Army, and Marines. And I played a bunch of that audio, yesterday? I forget, maybe.
Sounds like I have to go and listen to the podcast.
And yeah, you should.
Because
it's stuff that's never going to really get covered in the news to that depth, but it's stuff we all as Americans need to understand, right?
Yep, pretty much. Yeah, I mean, Andrew, I give you a lot of props for that. I realize that's not the most attractive content, mm-hmm. but the investment you put into it, because it is important. And it's particularly important. We call this the era of the China era,
mm-hmm.
but yet all of our focus is in Europe and always has
right.
been historically.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But Europe is less of a problem than a coming China, a looming China.
Right.
Navy
town, I keep thinking that we're a Navy town. We should be extra concerned about this.
The Navy is
Absolutely.
The force of choice in the Western Pacific
yep.
because of the time and difference,
right.
how large an area is. You know, we have five defense treaties globally in the United States Department of Defense. Four of them are in the Western Pacific, are in Asia.
Mm-hmm.
Australia, Japan, Korea, Philippines. And Singapore, who doesn't want to be called a treaty partner, but
right.
they really are. And then NATO.
Right. There's good reason for it. And we spent 20 years fighting this one battle and letting, basically, through neglect, China come and not
Absolutely
paying a lot
correct.
Of attention to it. I'm still always struck by the thing that always gets me when I think about China is the concept of, and this is not just China, but the Asian culture more likely, but China particularly, that they have a 100-year plan.
Oh, yeah.
And meanwhile, we have continuing resolutions.
right.
I mean, it's insane.
We have a five-day plan.
It's insane
yeah.
to think. Then, you know, kind of the assumption by us is, well, we've always managed to surge when we needed to. That is not a great strategy.
Well, I don't want to go nerdy on this subject, but I'll tell you, Tom Friedman, New York Times mm-hmm. columnist, mm-hmm. uber guru,
right.
global strategy, he's always advocated that China is more prepared because they're a dictatorship.
Yeah.
They are more prepared to run an efficient government than we are. And he's caught a lot of flack about that.
Well, there's truth in that, but
yeah.
but it's not the best way to live under, obviously,
right.
but that
right.
but yeah, so it works for efficiency, but it certainly doesn't work for, you know, freedom, democracy.
You can't make a 100-year plan in a democracy like ours that
changes
hands every year or 2 years or whatever.
Right.
I mean, it's virtually impossible. There's advantages and disadvantages, and one of the things we don't talk about enough, really, is it's not because we want to be like them, but you always have to acknowledge the strengths your adversary has, and you know, dictatorships are good for efficiency.
Well, and part of what
I mean, that's they can make the trains run on time because they can behead you if you don't do it.
That's why part of why Biden was in Africa this week, and we get the flack about, well, we're providing aid here, we're not providing aid, and there's some truth to that, but the truth is, China has already been in Africa for a long
That's
period
right.
of time, creating a serious amount of infrastructure and a serious amount of influence. And they've been doing the same thing. If you go
and
mission work to South Carolina,
yeah.
to South America and Central America, there's a lot of Chinese infrastructure there. And so, right, indebtedness. And now you've got these friends, these connections, and these places owe you, and you've made all this inroads. And so all of a sudden, it's not just one country on the other side of the world we got to worry about. It's continents
right.
across the world that are connected.
I also seem to remember a changing of the hands of the ownership of the Panama Canal, something about that.
Yeah, it might have
I seem to vaguely remember that might
Bad
have gone
decision.
Gone in a direction that wasn't the smartest
right.
for the U.S. Anyway, other stuff that's been going on, kind of sticking in the semi-military realm anyway. Pete Hegseth is saying he's never going to leave, but they have to say they're never going to leave until they actually do. I'd be very unsurprised if he bows out of contention for Secretary of Defense. The number one backup at the moment, you can bet on him online, and his odds of winning SecDef are twice as good as Pete Hegseth right now, even though he's not officially been nominated, obviously. Governor Ron DeSecDef.
It's a good way to look at it.
What do you think about DeSantis as Secretary of Defense, John?
I think it's a good idea. I'm like you, Andrew. I've watched the governor here fairly closely over the last, 5 years or so.
Yeah.
I think he's got what it takes to run an efficient Pentagon and the armed forces. He is right. sort of a
a no BS guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he doesn't tolerate fools easily, and that's needed. Plus, he's a politician. He's been elected, and he deals as, you know, Secretary of Defense is really a politician.
Right.
Resources, right. Budgeting, all of that, congressional relations. So I'm behind Ron Santis.
Six years ago, he wasn't ready.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I know. But he's proven himself. He's had 6 years in Florida to really prove he knows how to move a needle. Mm-hmm. And that's very important. You can have great ideas. You can have great, you know, stances on things. If you can't actually move the needle towards it, then it's pointless.
And the logistical kind of stuff, like getting, you know, disasters, handling hurricanes. Yep. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, he's not the only governor that's ever handled those things, but they kind of prove the point about effectiveness at managing large organizations or managing response in organizations. So, yeah, I would hate to lose him. And I thought Peter Schorsch, I always forget how to say his name, Schorsch, whatever, made the argument that it'd be a bad move for him to go under Trump as SecDef, and it might basically jeopardize his whole future. But, you know, I'd be willing to give him, I certainly think he's way more qualified for it than Hegseth. You know, and I'd be kind of curious to see what he would do in the role. Let's go to John. It's 8:45 here with the wrap. We got John Singley in-house and Craig Heinzman. And then let's other John. It's got traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Not seeing any accidents that's going to slow you down right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Somebody made the comment here. Remember that China, they don't just make a 100-year plan and then come back to it in 100 years. They're breaking it up 5 years, 1 year, checking, you know, right, to see how they're going, and they're actually ahead of schedule. That's the scary part, is they're actually ahead of schedule. John, you and I had an opportunity to go attend a speech this week that we both thought was incredibly important.
Big story.
Yeah, Ramey Edler, the former medical director in Escambia County, finally spoke on the record about what she went through, the persecution she suffered, the problems she was exposing, trying to fix, the county commission's abject failure to listen to her and attack her instead and get this wrong every step of the way, and then basically bringing a lawsuit that cost the county $5 million, could have been $300 million. Crazy story. I'm so proud of what she tried to do, to the degree she managed to get it done, but just that she was willing to take it and stand in there and be whistleblower of the year hero and then speak about it publicly.
Yeah. Now, I've followed Dr. Edler since this whole saga began. I've tried to interview her. We've gotten real close in the last 2 years, but legally and her attorneys and all of that, it just didn't work out. So I've never really gotten to know her. What was your take on her at that presentation?
I thought she was highly credible. I thought she was a little scared because she was doing this for the first time. She's not a public speaker, and that's fine. It doesn't bother me. I mean, I could see that she was nervous, and I would understand. She's saying things in public that are, you know, these people are who we know they are, and, you know, they haven't been shy about attacking her before. Why would they stop now? I mean, so I thought it was brave, and, you know, I thought everything she said, she filled in gaps in information. She didn't say anything that it was contrary to what I knew, and she filled in a lot of gaps that I didn't know. And so I agree. I thought it was a huge story.
Big story. I would say it's the most underrated story of the last 6 months almost.
Yep.
Around
Agreed.
Because, like you said, Andrew, they exposed all of the chicanery going on behind the scenes at the county over there. And I don't want to speak unkindly of, you know, the county staff over there, but clearly the judge, the court agreed, they all agreed that this was not the way to do things right.
And you know, we've had this beleaguered department in EMS for as long as I've been here.
Right.
Can we finally get some remedies? Well, I'm optimistic.
Well, and like you said, this is...
With Ashley Hoffberger
that was her whole campaign issue.
And Steve Stroberger replaced Jeff Bergosh. They're willing to take... I'm really genuinely optimistic.
I think that you're going to see that. And when you have stuff like this that it gets exposed and you have people that are willing to speak out, yes, there is the backlash. Yes, there is the denials, but there's the reality. And I think when someone comes in and does it credibly like she did and says, hey, these are the real problems. And honestly, $5 million versus $300 million makes a huge difference in the fact that it could have been, and they chose not to, because that's not the point. The point's not like this money, but the point is there was wrong done, and it needs to be corrected. So now it's up to us as a citizenry to say, okay, we're gonna make sure it gets corrected. We're not going to stand for it to continue. So that's our job as the citizens.
John, I'm going to say something, and I'm going to use you as, you can either affirm me or you can say I'm full of crap, okay? But I want to say something that I think.
Well, wearing that St. Louis Cardinals hat, I already got my mind made up. So yeah.
Highly credible, wow. Obviously. Okay. It has been my experience that, and I'll do a compare and contrast. If I need information from somebody at the city, easy. If I need, generally speaking, okay? If I need information from a not a county commissioner or the senior staff at Santa Rosa County, pretty easy. They're all pretty willing to talk about whatever. It's been generally my experience. In Escambia County, they're scared, historically. They might be willing to talk off the record. They might not be willing to talk off the record. But historically, they've been scared for their jobs and retaliation if they expose problems. Agree or disagree?
I can't. I won't assign a motive to their fear, but clearly I agree with you all across the board. I think the better government organization, any organization that, you should not fear transparency.
Right.
But for some reason over at the county, they fear that. Now, there are some pockets of transparency over there.
There are, I think, absolutely.
Chips Kirchenfield's crew over there, Tim Day and Brent Whiff and all of those guys.
And Eric Gilmore, who's always willing to come on the air and tell whatever he thinks is the accurate. I mean, there are, clearly are exceptions to this. But, I actually sometimes I've been scared, like Eric is, he's like, no, they like me. I'm like, okay, cool.
Well, I was so disappointed because I was a big fan of your weekly interview with
Wes Moreno. Yeah.
And then when he dropped off, I thought, uh-oh, somebody's got him around the neck.
I asked him, and look, I'm a friend of Wes. I've known Wes a long time. And he said that it was
Wes
just him.
Guy.
And he didn't feel great about coming on and doing the interview anymore. And I don't understand that answer, but that was the answer he gave me. I asked him, was he being pressured? And he said no. Time will tell. Maybe he'll come back on now with the change in the board. I don't know. I haven't asked him yet, but, same. I thought that was like, let's talk, let's promote the good stuff. Let's answer the questions. Let's be there for the people and tell them what's going on. Cause they don't do a lot of that outside of where they happen to get asked for interviews.
Well, I have a feeling that things are about to change and maybe in a big way over there because Mike Kohler, career Navy man, just like me, we came up through the era of thou will be transparent,
right?
Following the, whatever they approve you to say, but you will go out there and you'll speak to it. And I think he believes in that.
I do too.
And I know Hofberger does as well. And Mike, obviously, that's the way he is.
And Steve Stroberger, right.
Probably is. Now, I do think that now that you have, I'm anxious to see what the new year brings.
I am
the
too.
New leadership.
Well,
brings.
Here's a classic example.
Can I ask you this? I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you think there's a push to change Wes and Allison Rogers? To get rid of them?
Oh, I don't think so. I think I can't speak to Allison, but Wes does an incredible job. I don't know that I would see that coming.
I think it depends on how the chairman uses them, treats them, nurtures them. I think that's the big deal.
There are some people in our community that is like have to have that.
Here's a good example.
There are other people who don't
you.
Believe that. I'm just, but that's kind of an open issue.
It is something you over here at News Radio probably need to keep your eye on pretty closely. So Mike Kohler vowed to reestablish the Committee of the Whole meeting.
Exactly. And we got our first one coming up next week.
Got our first one coming up last week. So working on this OLF story yesterday, I asked Mike, and I'm sure he doesn't mind me sharing this. I asked him, I said, what is the choreography for the Committee of the Whole? Are you going to have the developers come in and present, and then you can go to the meeting? And, and he said, we're not sure about that yet. Now, I didn't publish that, but I wanted to share it this morning because I think it illustrates where Kohler's coming from. I asked him, I said, will the public be allowed to speak at the Committee of the Whole? He said, that's not the plan.
Okay.
And so are the developers going to be able to speak? He said, we're still working that out.
Okay.
So I think he said, look, we're all in Tampa this week. We're talking to Wes.
Which is interesting, just as a side note.
Yeah.
The Florida Association of Counties, all the commissioners are meeting. Well, Ashley Hofberger, Steve Stroberger, and Mike Kohler are in Tampa. Stephen Barry and Luma May are not in Tampa. They're not there for this meeting, as far as I've been told. Anyway, go ahead. You were saying.
I think the key is to watch how this Committee of the Whole unfolds on Wednesday. Will the public be allowed to speak or not? Mm-hmm. Will the developers be able to give a presentation or not? Because if they come in there, let's just say hypothetically, And the impression is they're blowing up the DPZ master plan.
Right.
Well, when will the public get a chance to react to that?
Right, right. And I agree with you. I'm willing to see a situation where you don't have to have, like, the public forum necessarily.
No,
but, I mean, look, like, Teresa Blackwell, you know, give her a chance to talk to someone. You know, take a couple of the sort of leaders for the public and at least let them give some input on this stuff, because then it becomes...
Yeah, the public forum just becomes, like you said, it's out of control.
It becomes silly.
Right, and it becomes absolutely ludicrous. But you're correct. Having people that are knowledgeable and can represent certain blocks of people is a great idea.
And the contrary side.
You're
That's
correct.
Always what
yeah.
you want to hear the other side, because they're going to bring things to the table discussion that you wouldn't otherwise have. That's why you talk to those people.
Absolutely.
It's 8:50... Whatever it is, it's a time on the clock. It's 8:55 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents or slowdowns to let you know about. Traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Somebody here made a good note. Texter at 437-1620. I hate that our awesomely running state of Florida is being gutted of the politicians that make it run right.
That is so true. There is a lot. We are the pick of
the
litter.
I mean, it's which is awesome not wrong. I mean, it's good. You know, we're making America Florida, but it's, you know.
I love it.
We're losing Florida in the process.
I don't think so. I think what we've seen in Florida will stick around. I can't imagine us moving backwards. I mean, obviously it happens all the time, but I.
Okay, well let me say the hard thing out loud that is, I don't know much about Jeanette Nunez, okay, the lieutenant governor,
right?
But if Ron DeSantis becomes Secretary of Defense, she's the governor.
Correct.
Is she capable of doing what he's been doing for 6 years? I mean, it's a well above average job he's been doing. I don't have any idea whether she's capable of doing anything
that's
like
right.
he's been
and
doing.
That is the only thing. It's a good and bad thing about Ron DeSantis' management style.
Mm-hmm.
All of his principal lieutenants keep a low profile.
Correct.
They don't want, you know, there's one picture here to be shown.
Right.
So you really don't know. Now, I have looked at a couple of her press conferences, and she seems to be...
I think I've interviewed her one time, if I remember right.
Photogenic,
yeah.
energetic. She seems to be up to speed.
She can command
There's no obvious problems.
No, and I don't think she would still be in the job. Just knowing how Ron DeSantis leads, I don't know that he would have picked her if she wasn't at least capable.
Yeah.
And we didn't know that Ron was capable of this
six years ago.
So,
until he had it.
You know, it was... Who is this guy that's running for governor? And now we're like, oh, we love this guy who's our
right,
governor.
Exactly. Right?
So sometimes you don't know until it happens.
We're almost out of time. It always happens. Congressional District 1 filing deadline is today at noon, 11 o'clock our time. We've got 8 Republicans in now. Joel Rubman is officially in. Jimmy Patronis is officially in, finally. Gene Valentino is staying in, even though he lost the endorsement of Tom Homan, who, you know, pulled his endorsement back and went with Gene Valentino, or went with Jimmy Patronis. A lot of the bigger sort of names did not either contend, or like Michelle Salzman dropped out of this. We got 8 Republicans so far. I would think there's at least 3 or 4 more who are going to get in today by noon.
Sure.
What do you make of the 12-person race on the Republican side?
More people dilutes the undecided population.
Yeah.
That's it. And so basically...
And it takes 18% to win then.
Right. And I could tell you, I think I know who's going to take it. I think everyone has the favorite going into it. We all understand as the one that got the largest endorsement at the front end.
Okay, let me put this out there. Let me ask you what you guys think. Jimmy Patronis, name recognition, money, all the endorsements, and a very, very capable leader. I mean, he's super capable. Congress is probably taken a hit for him compared to he wanted to be governor, right? That's what everybody
Correct.
Knows, okay? But super capable guy. No problem with Jim. I love Jim. I've talked with him many times. Great guy. But he's not from here. He's from close.
But.
And there's a lot of people that I talk to that are resentful of feeling like we had somebody shoved in our face after we have all this local talent who could have stepped up, and they don't like the idea. Even though it's Trump, they don't like the idea of somebody else picking our next congressman.
I'm in that group of folks that's like, man, my horse has run off the race, so they're not. So I don't have a horse
now. Is
that
enough
anymore.
To? Because you've got so many other people, will that factor be diluted by the wide field so he doesn't have to pull more than 20% to win?
I think that's
a pretty good just numbers theory.
I think,
and it's going to be a low turnout election anyway. It's for one office. how many people are going to vote in this election, you know?
Right.
So, anyway, we'll see, I suppose. John, final thought? You got 10 seconds. Want to say anything?
I think we didn't get a chance to talk about it, but I think President-elect Trump has nominated a prospective secretary.
Oh, yeah. Right, John Phelan.
Navy.
Yeah, for second
half. And we here have needs. Navy.
Navy.
Pay attention to the Secretary of Navy nominee. Absolutely. Good note. Thank you so much, guys.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3.